you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Friday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. The governor's fishing opener kicks off in Stillwater. North Memorial and Sanford Health have announced plans to merge, and a once prominent violence interrupter group in Minneapolis is now the target of a new lawsuit. But first, Minnesota Somali leaders are demanding action against recent inflammatory rhetoric against the community. Leaders from the Islamic Association of North America gathered at the Carmel Mall in South Minneapolis, detailing reports of business owners receiving dozens of hateful voicemails in the wake of both Operation Metro Surge and the ongoing fraud investigations across the state. Executive Director Imam Abdullah.
Words do matter. When powerful leaders use degrading language about the entire communities, they become normalized in society. They give legitimacy to hatred.
He went on to say that the community contributes billions to the state's economy and should not face collective punishment or vilification. North Memorial and Sanford Health have announced plans to merge as a part of a nearly $600 million investment for services in the Twin Cities. Sanford Health CEO Bill Gasson.
It also means continuing to expand access. It means a greater level of coordinated care. It's bringing additional resources to bear to invest in the care that we're delivering, invest in the clinicians who are providing that care. So at the end of the day, it's going to mean more care for more people at the right time in each one of our communities.
SEIU, Healthcare Minnesota, and Iowa calls the merger worrisome for some staff and patients, citing Sanford's values and corporate behavior. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison is calling for community input on the proposed acquisition through an online community input form. The merger must get official approval from state and federal regulators. Another head coach is out of a job at the University of Minnesota. Athletics Director Mark Coyle says the university parted ways with softball head coach Piper Ritter, who held the position for the last 6 years. Ritter was previously an assistant coach and played for the Gophers in the early 2000s. Coyle says the program needs a new voice after taking a step back in the last 3 years. The Gophers finished the season with 16 wins and 36 losses, and a 7-17 Big Ten conference record. In March, Minnesota parted ways with men's hockey coach Bob Motzko, a day after women's hockey coach Brad Frost was fired. A once prominent violence interrupter group in Minneapolis is now the target of a new lawsuit filed by the Minnesota Attorney General, Keith Ellison.
The lawsuit accuses We Push for Peace and two of its former officers and directors, Trahern Pollard and Jacqueline McEwen, of misusing charitable assets, violating nonprofit governance laws, lying to the Attorney General's office, and running the nonprofit into the ground to steal its business for personal gain. Altogether, Attorney General Keith Ellison says more than $6.5 million in charitable assets was misused, with Pollard allegedly using $6 million on luxury cars, trips to Las Vegas, child support payments, and funding his for-profit liquor store and car dealership businesses. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
New details have been released about the fatal Brooklyn Park plane crash at Crystal Airport last month. A new federal aviation report reveals that the pilot, a retired surgeon, Joseph Cass, radioed air traffic control to abort just moments before the plane went down, with North Dakota Representative Liz Comney on board on April 25th. Documents also say witnesses noticed the plane struggling to climb with its landing gear still down. And investigators later discovered oil leaks and damaged fuel lines among the wreckage. The National Transportation Safety Board is now working to determine exactly what caused the engine issues as they move toward a final ruling. Those visiting the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness this weekend should be advised of high waters and localized flooding, as the National Weather Service has extended a flood advisory until Monday for Cook Lake and St. Louis County. Although some campsites and trails may be underwater, no entry points have been washed out. Christine Kalinski with the Superior National Forest says flooding this time of year is common.
It's not that abnormal. There's been a couple past years where we've had this spring flooding, and as you know, the Superior National Forest is a water-rich boreal ecosystem. We have a lot of large lakes. Some of them have just recently lost their ice, or a few might still have very thin ice layer on them.
Kalinski advises visitors to check out the Minnesota DNR website for more information. The governor's fishing opener getting underway in Stillwater at a time when fishing license registration is down nationwide. The Minnesota DNR Commissioner Sarah Strawman told WCCO's Vanita Sokar on the morning news that the numbers are a little better in our state.
In Minnesota, we are holding steady, and I think we see a lot of promise of the ability to grow, particularly with young people getting in, the high school fishing teams now. And so it's really exciting that Minnesota seems to be bucking some of those national trends of decline.
Governor Walz and his party head out onto the St. Croix River first thing in the morning tomorrow. The governor has had success at the opener over the years, catching 3 northern pike 2 years ago in Cross Lake. This weekend marks the 78th annual governor's fishing opener, dating back to the first event in 1948. On Lake Mille Lacs. Finally, if you're a basketball fan, it doesn't get any better than this weekend.
3 games in 3 days. The Wolves Friday and Sunday night. The Lynx season opener on Saturday. Adam Dunick with the Minneapolis Downtown Council.
If you're a basketball fan, come down and catch a game. And if you can't get in for tickets, you know, come down to Tom's or to the Kieran's or Glick's or one of the surrounding neighborhood establishments and catching the vibe, just take it all in. It's going to be a fun environment.
Dunick expects a big financial boom for the city this weekend.
There's been different studies done. It's usually about $1.5 million to $3.5 million of extra spending per event, per game. You talk to general managers of hotels and bars and restaurants around town, and they have seen a significant uptick in business, which is exciting.
Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.